lose it. Oh, I'm going deeper in a minute. You better stay away. And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. He shall keep it. Anybody want to keep it? I want to keep this good life I've got going. And he said, he shall keep it unto eternal life. Carrying a symbolic cross was not what he was talking about. It was not a wooden cross. It was a symbolic cross, if you will, of how life and death would cross, but it would bring forth more life. So except this corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it will not sprout again. There will never be another corn of wheat except it give up its life. There is life, my friends, after a dying place. Somebody said, I feel like I'm dying. Have you ever felt like that? You've gone through something, I feel like I am dying. I'm here to tell you there is life after the dying place. It is the cross that brings us or brings on the glory of God. So that Paul can now write in our text that he said, I see another cross. I'm crucified with cross, with Christ. And the cross, even though I died, I still live. And the cross made the difference. And if I could go deeper this morning, I pray that all of you this morning have a born-again experience. Born of the water, born again, you know, new creature deal. And now that we're born again, are you dying so somebody else can live? He was a cross of heaven and earth, and he died so we could live. And now that you, heaven and earth, came together, are you dying so someone else? Christ loved us, and he died for us. Are you planting a seed inside of somebody else that they might live and you die? I know you're confused. I'm going to help you. Christ did not save himself. He did not die just for himself. He died to save the world. And he gave us a new life through his death. He did not give you a life that he gave you just so you could live it out. Boy, I enjoy living for God. I enjoy my Holy Ghost. Good. When's the last time you died so someone else could live? He gave you life that you might give it up, that somebody else might live. Everyone that's living for Christ today is a product of somebody else's death. Somebody else gave up part of their life that you might live. Somebody else took time to give you a Bible study that you might live. Somebody else laid aside things that they could have done that you might. When's the last time you gave up your life that somebody else might live? See, this is supposed to be a generational thing. Rachel said, give me children, else I die. She wanted to be part of the promise. She wanted to have, Leah was having children, and oh, thank God I've had another baby boy. Oh, well, the Messiah might come out of my son. You just never know. And Rachel's like, oh, my God, I'm sick of Leah and all these kids. She's got the brats running around here. And she went up to Jacob and said, give me children, else I die. I don't want my seed to die inside of me. I want to give life. And Rachel gave life to two boys, Joseph and Benjamin. When is the last time you were willing to die that something else might live? Physically, I live. I've had two children, and I gave up much of my life to raise my two kids. I got an amen over here. I gave up a bunch of my life to raise my two kids. And spiritually speaking, I've given up a lot of my life to raise other children in the house of God. at the drop of a hat. I studied late last night. Gave up what I could have done. I died that you could live. When's the last time you died that somebody else could live? When's the last time you gave up your pleasures that somebody else could live? I'm not preaching about me and just Jesus. I'm preaching about you. When is the last time you said, I'm going to give this up? I'm going to take time and set it aside to work with people and help people that they might live and enjoy life? Or is it all about you and your life? And even though I died, I still live. You see, Melanie, I told her the other day, the joy of dying is looking at my kids that are living. I'm still living. And Melanie's got part of me too inside of her now. So I'm going to keep living. But I had to die that she might live. Hallelujah. Are you understanding me this morning? And it's through my death that someone else lives. And it's through Christ's death that we live. We need to pass this thing on. So that Paul writes through all the things he had been through. Watch what he writes, 2 Corinthians 4:9. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Christ might be made manifest in our body. I'm dead, but yet I'm alive. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Christ's sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then, death worketh in us. But life works in you. Hallelujah. Life. Hey, I thank God you gave up some time to study that lesson you did. I called you one time on the spur of the moment, and he said, Brother Bag, I don't have enough time to get it all together because I can't get it together that quick, because that lets me know you had to die to teach this Sunday school lesson. Hallelujah. So that death works in us, that life may work in you. Paul gave up much of his life to write us these books. Hallelujah. Isaiah spoke, prophesied concerning Christ. He said, who shall declare his generation? He was torn, ripped from the land of the living, had no children physically. But it is us, you and I, that declares he's living through me. Christ is living through us today. And when you look at the crucifix, you know what crucifix means? The crux. The crux. It is the crux of the matter. Let's get to the pivotal point. And that's what the wooden cross brought, was life and death together. Let's get to the point. Who will win, Mary's boy or God's boy? Who's going to live? One of them's got to die. Jesus being a cross between Mary's son and God's son. Who will live? It is a cross between flesh and spirit. Who's going to survive this cross? No wonder Paul said that he died daily, that his spirit might live. As they began to put pressure on Mary's boy, he began to sweat, as it were, great drops of blood. But he didn't pray to Mary. He prayed to his father. He prayed to that side. He prayed to his father, if it be possible, you know. As Mary's boy, he suffered and he bled and he was under. He said, my soul is exceedingly troubled even unto death. But when he prayed to his father. Which was in it. He was a peculiar kind of man. Yes, he was. Hallelujah. They couldn't figure him out. When they captured him, they bound him, began to beat him, and he began to bleed. They placed a crown of thorns upon his head. Oh, Mary's boy began to bleed. They plucked out Mary's boy's beard. And Mary's boy was so weak, he couldn't even carry his own wooden cross to the top of the hill. And they persuaded somebody else to carry his cross. It looked like Mary's boy and God's boy would lose this battle. God wasn't answering him. hast thou forsaken me? I thought I was your boy. He had to die the sinner's death. And you know how a sinner dies? Without God. So that God, he was all Mary's boy now. You're not talking to me. I don't feel you. Where are you? And he bowed his head and said, "It is finished." Mary's boy. They took Mary's boy off the cross and they said, you know, let's find a hole somewhere to throw him in and bury him real quick, for the Passover's coming. And they took a rich man's tomb and they shoved Mary's boy inside of that tomb. But I remember he said, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it shall bring forth much fruit. Hallelujah. They could kill Mary's boy, but they couldn't kill God's boy. Hallelujah. They could kill the flesh, but they couldn't kill the spirit. They could kill the humanity side, but they could not kill the deity side. Hallelujah. Because God wasn't answering for a reason. He was coming back to get him out of the grave. And Jesus Christ was resurrected as Mary's boy, as the Spirit resurrected him out of that grave. And the same Spirit, hallelujah, it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But this much Paul said, I know, we all going to be changed. And those that are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet him in the air. Hallelujah. We all going to die, but God's going to resurrect Mary's boy, Benny's boy, Ruth's boy is going to be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, because I've been crossed with Christ. Woo! Y'all didn't catch that. I've been crossed with Christ. Nevertheless, I'm not just Mary. I'm not just Benny's boy and Ruth's boy. I'm crossed with Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As they get ready, I have a video I want to play before I close, and then we'll sing a song. The cross made the difference. Jesus told Nicodemus, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again of water and of spirit, got to be crossed. You got to be crossed. The cross is what makes the difference. Except a man be born again of the water of the Spirit, he cannot enter or see the kingdom of God. You got to be crossed between heaven and earth. That which is flesh, and that which is spirit, but God crossed them and came out with a new creature so that now I'm crucified with Christ, yet I live. So that I'm not the old man I used to be as just Benny's boy and Ruth's boy. I've been crossed with Christ. The cross makes the difference. If I was just Benny's boy and Ruth's boy, then I would die alone in my sins. But I've been crossed with Christ. And nevertheless, I live. The cross made the difference. No longer am I just Benny and Ruth's product of a union that they had, but I'm a product because the Bible says that we were once born after the will of the flesh. Two fleshly people got together. Here I am. But I'm living for God because of the will of the Spirit. And God put his Spirit in Benny's boy and Ruth's boy, and he wants to put it in your cross too. He wants to put it. I don't know. It doesn't really matter who your mom and your dad did. It doesn't matter who they were. It doesn't matter any of those things about your past. What matters is whether you want to be born again of the Spirit and be crossed with him. Because without that cross, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. I hope I'm making some sense here this morning. I'm now a child of God. as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. So I close with these scriptures, 1 John 3 and 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because they knew him. What kind of man is this? Don't worry, the world does not recognize the cross of deity and humanity. When you're working on the job, Brother Petrie, they don't understand you. And they never will. But I do, because I've been crossed like you. We're brothers and sisters, and we have the same Heavenly Father. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear. We know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, and we shall see him as he is. God resurrected Mary's boy. Hear me. Resurrected Mary's torn up, bruised up, beaten up boy that was wrapped up in a grave and got him out of that linen. I don't know. You ever had Velcro around you like this? I don't know how God did it. I don't know if he stood him up and he wrapped him. Oh, he just come out of it. But he took Mary's boy and he used him. You and I will have a glorified Benny's boy and Ruth's boy. Yeah. That's why I want all of me here. And so when he come out of the grave, he walked with two people on the road to Emmaus that day. And they said, have you heard about this man named Jesus who said he was the Christ? And he said in 3 days he was going to be born, rise again. Have you heard about that? And they were talking to him and didn't recognize this is Mary's boy. You know why? Because he took all the bruises and he took all the scars. He took all the pain and he took all the damage that the world had done to Mary's boy, recreated a new boy, glorified that boy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was a new creature in Christ. He was glorified. Hallelujah. And one of these days, if you're crossed with Christ, you shall also live with Christ. Hallelujah. If you suffer with Christ, you shall also reign with Christ. Hallelujah. One of these days, you're not going to recognize me if you're not born again. Hallelujah. Like the old song we sing, I'll have a new body. Praise the Lord. I'll have a new life. And we read John 3:16. It was read this morning. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But do we not read 1 John 3:16? Watch this. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. Yeah. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. When's the last time you laid your life down? You see, I am so thankful. I appreciate this church, brother. You came into a good church. I'm telling you, people will lay down their life to get a weed eater. When Sister Sander needed to move, I wasn't able to be here. I think 16 people showed up to help you move. People are willing to lay down their life for the brethren. Why? Because God laid down his life for me. So sometimes, as I close, you need to lay down your life for somebody else. Purpose in your heart to give up some of your life and die. I promise you, there's times it feels like laying down your life for somebody else is killing you. It's killing you. But if they're going to live, you got to die. If I was going to live, Christ had to die. And if somebody else is going to live and for God in church, somebody else has got to die. Hallelujah. Take up your cross. You got a different picture today? Take up the cross. You are the cross. And become more like Christ. as they play this video, they dim the lights. If you have small children, this is parts of this is from the Passion of Christ. You may want to exit. I don't want to embarrass anybody, but I do want to play. I think we need to see. I wasn't there, but I can visualize what happened.